So, good morning. Let's go to the Met Office, speak to John Wiley. Morning, John.
Good morning, Frank.
Plenty of snow last night, ice as well. John, what's the state of play as we go forward?
Well, plenty of snow lying on the higher ground this morning, Frank. You don't have to go too far up to find some really big depths. Give you an example, our site at Glenan in South Armagh has a level depth of 22 centimetres just a couple of hours ago. That's getting on for 9 inches of snow in places. Probably typical of some of the high ground across much of Northern Ireland this morning. Things have eased out a little bit on low ground. The showers have turned a little bit more sleety to low levels. So I think an improvement at low levels through the course of the day, but it is only a temporary improvement because it does look as though another band of rain and snow will move across Northern Ireland during the course of this evening. And that could give some more moderate or even heavy accumulations, particularly across parts of the north and west.
Could some of that be coming to lower levels?
Yes, I think so. Again, you only have to go up to about 100 metres or so, and you could be into 5 to 10, maybe even 15 to 20 centimetres in some of the higher routes across Antrim and Londonderry this evening, north to Rome. So it could even turn to snow to low levels, as you say. The difficulty is it's a very fine dividing line between rain and snow this evening, so some of that will turn up as rain across parts of Armagh and down. That could lead to a thaw of lying snow in some of those areas, so that could impact in terms of surface water or even some localised surface water flooding. So a real continuing mid-winter weather mix for all areas over the course of the next 24 hours. And in fact, wintry weather looks set to return to quite widely, and some of the upland areas of the north and west over the next few days could see some very large accumulations of snow indeed from what we had yesterday and what we're expecting tonight and the form of showers over the next few days.
It's incredibly depressing for people who want better weather than we're having. It's the attraction of the snow lasts for about, let's say, 12 hours. You know, the children see it, the children have fun, they enjoy it. It's a nice thing to look out at, but it causes so much disruption.
It certainly does. It's not fun if you have to get around. My own journey home yesterday evening, 20 miles took 2¾ hours. It's not funny. And, it looks as though we're going to be stuck with this wintry type of weather, as I say, right up until Friday at least. Perhaps warming out a little bit at the weekend, but it'll be a slow process. And once we get so much snow on the ground, it's going to be quite a while to get it cleared.
Is the wind going to be a feature, a factor over the next few days, John?
Well, that's the good news. It looks as though we're probably not going to see so much wind as we feared yesterday. So the wind warning that we have for much of Northern Ireland this evening will probably now become restricted to just the far south and southeast, and even then, only at lancing blows. So wind, thankfully, shouldn't be such a big issue.
Okay. John at the Met Office, John Wiley, thank you. And I want to speak to Sarah McClintock from NIE. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
What's the state of play with the power across the country?
Well, we've had a busy night. We had several thousand customers off last night following the snow and the wind. This morning, we're down to about 600 customers who are still off, and that's mainly in the southern areas, so in and around Newry, Armagh, some of those areas that John was just mentioning, really. We have crews on the ground this morning who are working to try and resolve those problems, but obviously our crews are as hampered by difficult road conditions as other people. So although our teams are using 4x4s, sometimes where they need to get to on these higher ground and into fields and things, the conditions are very difficult this morning.
So your chaps are standing ready to go, would have been fully prepared, ready to roll. Are you still expecting further difficulties?
Well, our chaps are actually out there working at the minute, so, and they have been into last night, and our duty incident centre was open all evening. I'm very pleased to hear John say that Storm Finn's actually going to be much go further south than what we had first expected. Obviously, the wind can have a major impact on power lines, and we had seen that it was forecast for quite strong gusts. We're still monitoring that situation just to make sure, and we'll be keeping an eye on really what's happening throughout the day.
Yeah, but when I say ready to go, you're prepared for whatever's thrown at you over the next few days.
Well, fingers crossed. Yeah, fingers crossed. We've certainly got our teams in place and they're ready to respond. I suppose the thing is you can never always plan for Mother Nature, and just with all the unsettled period at the minute, we're just having to keep a very close eye on in terms of what she's throwing at us.
And do you ever get a point where you feel you're overstretched?
Well, I mean, I think where we've been lucky actually in the last number of storms and here as well is that they've been relatively localized. So we're very fortunate that we can move crews around logistically. You know, so we can move crews from where they're less faults. So, for example, today there's hardly any faults up in the kind of Derry north coast area. So we can move some of those crews down into areas where we need a bit more support.
And where exactly is the main blackout at the moment?
Well, there's a number of small faults, mainly in and around the kind of Newry Armagh area, although there are a couple also in that kind of east Antrim plateau in the in and around the Ballyclare area as well, mainly where there are big falls of snow.
Okay, you're certainly busy. Sarah, thanks for coming on. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sarah McClintock there from NIE. Now, probably in all of this, the biggest challenge for many areas would be the roads. Let me speak to Inspector Rosie Leach from the PSNI. Inspector Leach, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Now, there will be people who will have looked at their car this morning and decided they can't get it out. Other people maybe are more proactive and will get out and get on with their daily routine. I suppose the advice is, if in doubt, just leave your car where it is.
Well, I suppose that is good advice. And if you have a reasonable alternative means of transport, that is good advice. You know, but we can manage with the snow, and you know, people who have jobs that require them to turn up and they are essential workers, you know, need to get through the snow, and it is manageable if people give themselves that extra bit of time and take a few simple precautions.
Are there any particular areas that you're more concerned about than others this morning?
Well, I suppose, as we've heard from some of the other people that have contributed, is it'll be the roads off the main salted network are the roads we'll certainly be concerned about, that the people in trying to get to the main roads end up getting stuck, and then that creates jams, and then more people, you know, arrive on the scene, and suddenly you've got a whole chock-a-block log jam of cars. And so those are the sorts of things that, yes, do bother us. But up by Larne, I think the M8 or the A8 is still quite bad, but we have our patrols out there helping and assisting and reporting back. So, but we would urge people to give themselves that extra bit of time for their journey, to also leave some extra room from the vehicle in front, give yourself time to react, which doesn't involve putting your feet on the brakes. So, you know, that is what it's all about. It's trying to stay away from the brakes and trying to keep your movements very controlled and keep your steering, you know, as gentle as you can, in order that you don't force that skid to happen.
That's why I'm saying, you know, some people will make a call not to go out in a car, and you can understand it, because it is difficult, isn't it? If you're driving a car and the roads are icy and you know if you touch the brake you're going to slide forward, you're forever afraid that you're going to shunt someone.
Well, absolutely. And if people feel, you know, really very nervous about driving in those conditions, you know, their nervousness, you know, affects all the other people around them, because they maybe drive even more slowly than what is required, or, you know, they are so much more anxious. So, you know, we don't need the strain of people who are really not confident drivers and who really don't need to be out. So it is that balance, getting that balance right. There's always going to be people who need to go to their work and who essential services rely upon, and I suppose we would rather keep the roads free to facilitate those people getting to work. Other folk who have no real need to go out, that their message can wait 24 hours, we would say yes, stay in the house, tucked up nice and warm, and make do with what's in the fridge.
Yeah, we had examples last night in and around Newry of guys from the lifeboat who would have the four-wheel drive machinery in the mountain rescue. People like that taking nurses out to homes in some of the areas where the elderly needed cared for. Those sorts of vehicles can do what an ordinary car can't do.
Well, that's very true. You know, they will... they will be able to access a lot more places than an ordinary car can. But, you know, this is a time where the tire retailers are rubbing their hands as well. There are good options, for tires and so on to that will help your journey, and people may want to think about that the next time they're changing. But certainly a time like this sees a community spirit coming to the fore and everybody pitching in and helping out, either be it, as you say, transporting the nurses or helping to clear roads, farmers using their telehandlers to lift trees, all those sorts of things that people go roll up their sleeves and get stuck in.
Do you think we'll ever get to a point in Northern Ireland where we'll be able to cope with it the way they do in the likes of Canada? Or are they just completely, entirely differently set up in Canada and Alpine countries and so on?
I think they are. I think because they have that longer period of snow and more of it, and that, you know, it's a guarantee that they get it. You know, we didn't have snow last year. We probably didn't have snow the year before. You know, but we've had a couple of goes at it this year, and it's just so random, and it's, you know, the snow isn't really deep enough in the ground to warrant snow chains as being an option. So, yeah, I think we're never really likely to get to the stage of preparedness that some of these other countries are at.
In the meantime, all road users should be careful in what they're doing, and indeed be very cautious of what's around them, and only use those roads in the affected areas if you need to. Would that be sound enough advice?
That would be sound enough advice, absolutely. Make sure your vehicle is well cleared of snow if you're going to go out, and maybe think about taking that wee emergency pack in the car just in case. And it's also about giving yourself time so that you can respond in a measured way rather than having to really plant the anchors, you know.
Plant the anchors, that is a good term. Inspector, one final one before you go. If the entire roof of the car is covered in snow but the rest of the windows are clear, is that breaking the rules of the road or is that okay?
No, I mean, that's not breaking the rules. Your visibility is not compromised. It's just maybe think about the people, you know, behind you, that your snow comes off in a great big lump and it hits their vehicle. So, you know, if you've got the brush out to clear the windows or whatever, it's as easy to run it over the top of the roof as well. So that would be my advice.
Can't argue with any of that. Inspector Rosie Leach, thank you.
Thank you very much.